Here's an idea I'll title Start Anywhere. And I really do mean anywhere. If you don't have an idea for a project, just pick an image at random out of your Lightroom catalog and spend some time processing it. And here's the key. It's less important that you're processing that image than it is to be aware of ideas and hints that sneak their way into consciousness, that pop into mind while you're processing the image. If nothing occurs to you, fine, not a problem. You haven't lost anything because you've processed an image, maybe learned something along the way. And the next step is then pick another image, almost at random, and process it. Again, paying attention to the ideas that might be knocking at the door from your subconscious, or from the image you're working on, or from some stray thought that pops into mind while you're working on that image. I think the connection here is that while we're doing artwork, we're in a certain frame of mind where artwork ideas are more welcome. It's hard, for example, to think of a new creative idea while you're, doing your taxes or paying your monthly bills. But if you're at least engaged in a creative process, and the easiest way to do that is by grabbing an image and starting to work on it, the more you're engaged in the artistic process, the more that idea has a chance to sneak in. So my experience is that eventually, as I work on images without fail, I've found an idea will come to mind, even if it's a bit indistinct and fuzzy, and at first glimpse, it might require a little sensitivity and a little effort to bring it fully into view. But here's the essence of this thought, that ideas come from pictures more often than the other way around. At least, that's been my experience. When I look at images, ideas pop up. When I think of ideas, rarely do images come to mind. Maybe a subject will come to mind, but not an image, not a composition, not a bit of visual communication. I don't know. It almost seems to me like there's kind of a one-way street from picture to idea, but you can't go in the other direction from idea to picture. That may be because I've never been an assignment-oriented photographer where I had to come up with picture ideas to illustrate something. But it just seems a lot more natural, at least in my working process, to be looking at images or looking at the world and have an idea come into mind. The real advantage of this technique of starting anywhere and then working through images one after another until ideas start popping into your head is that it creates creative momentum, and that's the key. Keeping up creative momentum is a huge part of being a productive artist, of actually getting things done. You have to keep working at it, and that's hard to do if you don't have any creative ideas. So, test my theory out. Jump into Lightroom, Photoshop, your darkroom, wherever you do your processing work, with the idea of keeping your mind open to the little hints and whispers that might lead to interesting projects. And who knows what'll pop up. Like I say, the worst that can happen is you've finished an image.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.